1, 2, 3. Welcome back to yet another edition of the Deuce and Don podcast.
Yes,
I'm one of your co-hosts, Don Blake.
This is Deuce, man. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Yes, sir. We doing great, man. yesterday was a very big day. I know we've been saying a lot about sports, you know. We've been talking about how, you know, the summertime is great, you know, but there's not a lot of sports going on. But we finally got, the country's biggest sport in football is back now. And my team, the Ravens, played. And, the season kicked off.
it was a great game last night.
Great game.
I was wondering how you're doing after that game right there. Chiefs and Ravens.
Yeah.
Highly anticipated.
Definitely. I mean, it was only the first game.
Yeah,
So it's like, I'm not stressing over it necessarily, but it would have been nice to be able to beat the Chiefs just because, like, they've been a thorn in our side and so many other people's side for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like, you know, can we just get a tiebreaker over them? Just something to give us, because we got the home game last year and we didn't win it.
Yeah.
But now, but about this game though, Baltimore Ravens defense did not play very well. And the Chiefs offense wasn't perfect either.
Yeah.
But talk about an exciting game. Definitely an exciting game. The Ravens fell short defensively, I think. The Chiefs, you know, had some drops, even too. But when they were catching the ball, man, those receivers, Worthy, so fast. Rice is ridiculous, too. Man, I mean, they got a lot of weapons. And so it's going to be crazy when Hollywood Brown comes back. So, I think Lamar Jackson played a great game, too.
Yeah, Lamar did his thing.
But he didn't finish the game, man, because there was a few throws he had to make at the end where we could have tied it, and they were not made. I'm sure Lamar knows it himself too, bro. But it's like, man, you got to make those throws, man, because it's like Flowers. It looked like it could have been on him, but then there was one where he had Likely in the corner and it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then another where he overthrew Zay Flowers, and then there was another where it was like where Likely got it. I swore it was a touchdown, but then it was the KD rule, man. His big ass foot, man, was just hit the white, and I'm like, damn, man. Bro. So it is what it is, though. Great game, though.
Yeah, I feel like the you saw a lot of like the preseason and start of NFL jitters in a lot of players, and that's obviously you respect that, you know. The Ravens, Chiefs. This is going to be a highly, I thought it was going to be a highly scoring game, but with the Ravens style, you can tell they're very run heavy. So like, I was going to figure they're going to try to keep the ball within Patrick Mahomes, which was a good strategy, of course. But it's a key play. It's kind of like, I don't want to compare teams, but when I used to see the Patriots play, like, there's certain plays where you can't make mistakes, because no matter if you make a mistake, Tom Brady's going to go on at the end of the field and score a touchdown.
Right.
So, and Patrick Mahomes, right now, he's on that level. So,
any
mistake right there you make, you know Patrick Mahomes is going to get the score he needs. So, you can't fumble. You can't throw interceptions. And you guys did have a chance at the end with that touchdown. But Likely's foot was out of bounds.
It was.
You say you should have wore white cleats.
That's a fact, though, because them just be blending in, camouflaging.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Chiefs, though, that's nice about them is that what they've done now is they have all these speedy wide receivers after Tyreek Hill left to basically have like as many of those type of receivers as possible.
Yep.
And so because of that, all Mahomes has to do is get a completion, and now they do the rest.
Yeah, bro.
But what ends up happening is now, as we saw last night, the Ravens defense, like the secondaries and the inside linebackers, it puts a lot of pressure on them. So the safeties have to come up. Exactly. And then as soon as they come up, they throw deep because they coming through. And then now it's like you just can't, like, we could not stop their passing game at all yesterday.
It's Patrick Mahomes, man. He's a gunslinger.
Yeah, Worthy's amazing. Bro. Worthy looked amazing 100%. In his first game. Rice is good as usual, too.
Yeah, and I feel like people have been kind of downplaying the Chiefs receivers because, like, they're not, like, you know, top one or, like, you know, big names in the league. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he doesn't really need too much.
Right.
He just needs somebody who's going to get open. You get him open, he can throw the ball anywhere in the field. So.
For sure. Like, Kelce wasn't a big, what's the word looking for? He wasn't a huge, like, a difference maker in this game. You know, Kyle Hamilton, I thought, played him pretty tightly. But those receivers, like, they were running all over the field, up and down the field, man. And the defense, Ravens defense, you know, it's the first week, you know, but they got to make adjustments off of that because that's not going to cut it. Offensively, I think it looks pretty fixable. The O-line looked a little underwhelming to me. Kansas City's defense, they're pretty physical too, man. Their D-line's really good, so... Definitely good first game. I think both teams played well, but man, we really wanted this game. You could tell. Like, we didn't, it would help to have it. We don't, it's not necessarily a game we needed, but man, you could tell those guys, we really wanted it. You
exactly.
know?
I was going to say, really wanted it. To shift a little bit, you can tell for the post game interview, you could see their emotions in Lamar and Likely's face.
Yeah.
A lot of the Ravens players, you guys really won that game. I respect that, man, you know. Yeah. Well, everybody wants to beat those Chiefs.
Oh, so, for sure. You know? For sure. They're beating everybody up, man. We can't have a three-peat. But so let's shift gears.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I was going to get to predictions.
Okay, yeah, no, go for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, based off the game, how do you feel about the Ravens season? You know, just give a like overview of how do you think you guys will end up before playoff time?
It's hard to go with one after one game.
Yeah.
But the one game did show that, you know, there's still a lot of playmaking ability from last 100%. Year. And then now we got Derrick Henry too. And Derrick Henry looked pretty good too, I thought. You know, he's definitely not the same, I don't think, you know, because he's 30 years old now, but he's still a pretty physical runner, and it was a lot of fun watching him play for us last night. I think the Ravens, I think we'll compete again. You know, our team on paper is not as good as last year's, but there are some special parts about our team that's still there. So I have a feeling, you know, we'll go far. But I think also, I think the Ravens, the Chiefs, maybe even the Jets, I think, are going to compete in the AFC. I also like in the NFC, I think the Lions. I really like them. I like the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFC East, I'm not really feeling this year.
No, you're not feeling the Eagles?
Not even them.
Even with all the players you just got? You got Saquon?
I don't know. I mean, Saquon's good, but actually, the Eagles, it's about the Eagles' defense to me, man. I think their offense is good. It's about their defense.
Yeah, if their defense isn't as good as it was back in that Super Bowl era.
I'm thinking the other team in the NFC would probably be like, maybe the Packers, I would think.
Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably.
I mean.
Because Dallas, we got to see it to believe it.
Talking to the mic, though.
Oh,
yeah, we got no headphones today. It's a little different today, but we're making it work. So
yeah, NFC is kind of light. NFC is kind of light this year, guys.
We'll see.
The Lions will probably do their thing. Honestly, I believe in the talent they have in the offense, and their defense is really good, especially against the run. So that'll definitely work in playoff time. Do you want to go for like quick hits about who's going to win or win loss?
Now, you know what we should do first? Yeah. I want to say this in terms of predictions. I want to get every single division winner, right?
Okay.
And then after that, I want to get a Super Bowl pick. So NFC East, who we got coming out of there? I got a surprise one for that one. And it's not the Giants. I got Washington coming out.
I knew you were going to say Washington. If Washington wins the division, I just don't know what to say about Dallas and Philly. It should be Dallas,
I think.
I would say, like, history says, like, it's either Dallas, Eagles, like, they switch off, so Dallas might be able to win this year.
Right.
But, like, I feel like the problem with the NFC East is that they haven't shown us that even if they win the division, they're going to go out there and win the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, the Eagles got there, and they have won it when Carson Wentz was playing. Nick Foles, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't believe it now, so we have to see something from the NFC East.
Right. You know? All right, NFC West, though, because...
NFC West.
So, I'm thinking the 49ers out of there.
Obviously.
Keeping it safe.
Yeah, because right. Seahawks, yeah.
All right, NFC North. So, we got the Vikings, Packers, Bears, Lions. I like Detroit again this year.
Yeah, Detroit probably, unless Jordan Love is going to ascend more. And his receivers are going to be healthy this year.
Real quickly, though, your pick out of the East is the Cowboys? Who is it?
You tried to slide there.
You just started explaining that shit. I didn't even explain
over it.
You didn't get his answer.
Yeah, I'll probably pick Philly this year.
Philly?
I'll probably pick Philly this year.
All right. So now we got the South. That's kind of like the mid-division, but I think maybe Atlanta, the Falcons, I would think.
Falcon, do you think Kirk Cousins is going to come back off that injury and just
I don't even know necessarily it's going to be about that. I think Robinson's a really good running back. I think their offensive line's improved, and their defense is actually pretty good, too. So
I like Drake London.
I think the Bucs are still going to be pretty good, too. I don't really feel the Panthers or the Saints, though.
Yeah, the Bucs are going to be competing this year. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin is back in the slot. Unless Baker Mayfield is going to play like he was in Cleveland, you know,
right.
He's going to keep ascending, then the Bucs have a chance this year. Not going to lie, with that Tom Brady.
Definitely. So who you got?
Bucks.
Okay.
Bucks.
All right. So that's cool. So we agree in the West. We agree on the North as well. Where we disagree, though, I got Washington in the East. You got Philly. Yeah. And in the South, I got Atlanta. You got Tampa.
Yeah.
All right. So now the AFC. We're going to go to the East. So you got the Jets, Bills, Patriots, and Dolphins. Who we got?
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Okay. I like the Jets, actually. I think the East is going to be surprising in both the NFC and the AFC. I like the Jets and I like the Dolphins. Yeah. Not the Dolphins. I like the Jets and I like Washington. I don't think we really got to explain that. You know, I think people know about the hype around the Jets. I think people know about the Bills, too.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins as well. Yeah. You know, the Bills, though, we'll see. You know, they're still going to be in the mix, too.
Yeah, the reason why I don't think the Bills are going to go back and win this year is because I think it's going to take a time for Josh Allen to gel with those receivers. You know, Dalton Kincaid is a really good tight end.
Right. But, no, he is nice.
I think he's going to need more on that offense if he's going to beat Kansas City, if he's going to beat.
They got that rookie, I think he's out of Florida State.
Coleman.
Yeah. He's going to be interesting.
We got to see what he turns into.
Exactly, because if he's anything like Worthy, man, I still can't get over how good Worthy was last night. I'm still talking about it. But anyway.
I know, man. It's okay. It's all
right. Oh, no, thank you, bro. I appreciate it. See, that's what you need friends for, emotional support, bro. I appreciate that. Anyway, NFC West. No, not NFC West. Of course, bro. AFC West. That one's easy. It's the Chiefs, unfortunately.
Yeah. And even if they don't win, I feel like they're going to get in the playoffs and do something anyway.
If they're in there, they're a threat.
Yeah.
So it does, 1-7, it doesn't matter. I think no shockers there, though. I'm not really feeling the Raiders or the Chargers. Not the Broncos either. I think the Chiefs easy. The Chargers could shock some, maybe, but I think the Chiefs easy.
Yeah, I don't see what the Chargers are going to do this year, honestly.
Yeah. So now the NFC North? Or no. AFC North. That's the Ravens, Steelers, Browns, and Bengals. Who you got it coming out of there?
It's going to be probably the most competitive division, I think, honestly.
Easily, I think.
I think the Ravens should have the nod at this point. Mm. Cincinnati, we have to see how Joe Burrow comes back and plays. You know, you got the new hairdo, so hopefully
plays like
Dennis Rodman or
something. You got the Slim Shady.
Yeah, Slim Shady.
Oh, wait, slash Dennis Rodman. I like Dennis Rodman better, actually. Yeah.
Legend.
For real.
100%.
Joe Burrow is a really good quarterback, by the way. I'm not hating, you know, as a Ravens fan. I think we'll win the division again this year. It's going to be very difficult to do it again. But if they don't, I think Cincinnati wins it. Cleveland's pretty good too, honestly. But Pittsburgh, you can never count them out. They got Mike Tomlin there. Russell Wilson's not healthy, but he's still a Super Bowl winning quarterback. So you can't count him out really, you know. But it's going to be very competitive. Very competitive.
Justin Fields too.
For sure.
And that defense.
And the last division is the NFC. No, AFC South. I keep thinking we're in the NFC. AFC South. That's the Colts, Jags. Colts, Jags, Texans. And who's the other team in that division? The Titans.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one is like kind of mid too.
Texans should be up at this point.
I can't think of anybody other than the Texans, really. Maybe the Colts could shock some people.
Yeah, I mean, if Anthony Richardson is going to play like, you know, how he could play, then that's the competition right there, the Texans and the Colts.
I
would see.
Anytime when I look at these, you know, in the regular season, you know, right before I make season predictions, I typically look at defenses, and typically the teams with the best defenses, like, they're there. And the Texans' defense is pretty good, too. I think the Jags might be able to shock some, but I still want to go Houston.
Trevor Lawrence do some this year. We have to see Trevor Lawrence do some this year for y'all Trevor Lawrence fans.
Yeah, for sure. If there's any out there, there's probably plenty of them in like Jacksonville or wherever he's from, bro. Where South Carolina? Where's Clemson? North Carolina, isn't it? I think. Anywho, we got the Texans winning the division. So all right. So we got all our division winners, and now who do we think's making it to the Super Bowl? I'll go with you first, Deuce.
I'm not going to go with, you know, just a typical answer. I'm going to try to throw some out there and just, you know, see how it sticks.
Go for it.
Let's go. It's either going to be the Lions or 49ers from the NFC.
Okay. I agree with that.
I want it to be the Lions. I'm afraid it might be the 49ers.
Again.
I'm going to pick the Lions. Lions, okay. NFC. We can't pick this. I can't pick the Chiefs.
I don't blame you.
Ravens.
Damn.
Ravens, Lions.
Hey, guess what, Deuce?
What?
You might be psychic.
Really?
Because I got the Ravens and the Lions too.
Nah, no, for real?
Yeah. I was thinking about that in the car today. I was like, who's going to the Super Bowl? And I was looking,
trying to pick some random.
I was after looking. They're with best round of rosters, but the Ravens don't have as much depth, so we have to look out for that reason. You know, if a few guys get hurt, it's going to blow out our whole plan, I think. So that's not exactly a resounding advertisement, but being realistic, you know, since I'm a close fan, I look closely at these things, you know, but I think the Lions, they got better this year.
The Lions, they get better.
They got better in the offseason.
No, how you do in the playoffs?
Yeah, Jared Goff is so reliable. Yeah. And we only got a few minutes left in this episode, so now we're going to do game picks for the last 3 minutes of this episode. Deuce, you got the games? We'll run through it. Yes, sir. We obviously know the Ravens lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah. Tonight we have the Eagles and Packers.
Eagles-Packers.
I got Eagles this week.
I'm going Packers.
You going Packers?
I'm going Packers in Brazil. All right, next game. We got the 1 o'clock games on Sunday, I think. In the meantime.
Panthers-Saints.
Panthers-Saints? Where is it? New Orleans? It's in New Orleans, yeah. Yeah. Panthers, Saints, who cares? No, I'm going to go Saints.
Honestly, I think the Panthers might win.
Okay, cool.
Because we'll see how Derek Carr plays.
For sure. Okay, this is a bad game. Vikings, Giants. Hey. I love all my Giants fans out there.
Got a lot of them.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going Giants.
You know what? The Giants better win this game. They better. Who's going to play? Sam Darnold? Yeah. for the Vikings.
Yeah. Also, I don't know what other games the Giants could win, really, other than in the division. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just keeping it real, man.
G-Man, salute G-Man, man.
I hope they do well. But who you got?
Did I pick Giants?
No, I pick Giants.
You pick Giants? I'll pick Giants.
Okay. Next game. Wow, we're both picking the Giants. So that shows you how seriously we take the show. Anyway, Patriots, Bengals.
Bengals.
Yeah, Bengals. They better. That's no doubter to me. All right, Steelers Falcons.
That can be a tough game. Depending on how Kirk Cousins is playing, it can be really scary for him, or he'll go out there and ball. I'm gonna pick the odds on the Steelers because I think the defense. I don't think Kirk Cousins is 100%. So I don't think he's gonna be able to run away from T.J. Watt.
Right. I also agree with that. Steelers. Reason being. I think the Falcons are going to have a good season, but the Steelers are a tough team, and Mike Tomlin will have them ready to go week one. The Superdome's not a crazy atmosphere. It is a home atmosphere for Atlanta, but I think the Steelers will win. All right. What's the next game?
Texans-Colts.
Texans-Colts.
You said Sexans.
Oh, I did? I said Sexans? I can't tell. See, the headphones help me, man. I'll start fucking around and saying some crazy shit. Anyway, Texans-Colts. Who you got first? You go first. Texans. Upset alert. Let's go Colts. Anthony Richardson. All right.
Yeah,
Cardinals-Bills. You go first in this one.
Marvin Harrison, Cardinals.
Oh, wow.
You know, hey.
Don't do it. What you saying?
See, it depends on if Kyler Murray was playing Call of Duty the night before. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? If he was, I got Bills.
Right, I got Bills as well. This guy, bro. He was like hella drum rolling the shit. He said, no, I'm going to pick the Bills. Like, come on, bro. All right, Titans, Bears. Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, we don't got a lot of time left.
Yeah.
So, Dolphins, Jaguars. I got the Dolphins. No upsets there. What you think?
Dolphins.
All right. Broncos, Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Man. I want to give the Broncos the upset so bad. Raiders, Chargers. All right. You know what? I got the Raiders in this one. Something tells me the Raiders are going to win this game.
All right. Chargers.
I took his pick. All right. No, you get first in this one for sure.
All right.
Cowboys, Browns.
You know what? I'm going to pick the Cowgirls.
He's a Cowboys fan too. That's his crazy.
I'm going to pick the Cowgirls.
Just for that. I'm picking the Browns now. All right. Commanders.
You picked the Cowboys?
No, I picked the Browns.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think the Browns are at home. So, all right. Bucks and Commanders. Ooh.
Hey, I
got the Commanders.
Bucks.
All right. Next game. This is Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football. We got Detroit and the Los Angeles Rams in Detroit. That's a rematch. You know what? The Lions are the better team, but it's week one, and Stafford, he's going to want to win because he didn't win last year in the playoffs against him, so I got the Rams.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how Aaron Donald's holding up right now.
Aaron Donald doesn't play anymore. He retired. Never mind, Lions. I got the Lions. I forgot about that. Yeah, he retired.
I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah. He retired last offseason.
Okay, damn. Well, yeah, sure. What they got? Well, Puka Nuka, yeah, Cooper Kupp. Well, we'll see how the offense does, honestly. We'll see.
Yeah.
The Rams have a chance in this game.
Nah, I want to give the Rams, I want to give it to the Rams, but I got the Lions because the Rams defense is not that good. So, yeah. Especially now that Aaron Donald's out. That's like replacing Michael Jordan right there, man.
Yeah.
All right, Monday Night Football, the last game, and then we are out of here. The Jets and the 49ers.
I got 49ers. They just signed Trent Williams back, so like they have all their they have the squad ready. I think the Jets need some time to gel.
I agree.
Aaron Rodgers needs some time to recover. I don't know where he's at.
I agree.
He's probably, you know, we'll see.
I think the Jets are going to have a good season, but I think the 49ers are going to blow them out. I think the 49ers are a hell of a team. So
yeah, they're going to run anyway. Out the building.
Yeah, that was episode whatever the Deuce of Dawn podcast.
10, baby.
Episode 10, baby. Yes, sir. Episode 10. Big 10. We appreciate y'all tuning in. we're excited that the NFL is back. And we'll be back right soon with another episode. Peace.
Peace.